Praise God. Let's go ahead and continue this and open up in prayer and get ready for the word. Father, you reign. Father, you're good. Father, you're awesome. Father, you love us so much that you gave us your best, and we're talking about you today. We're not moved by what we see. We're not moved by what we hear, because you are the king. You are in charge, and you can humble whoever you want to. So, Lord, we honor you. We adore your greatness. We thank you for the co-founders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And as Dr. P.K. is preparing for the celebration of her family member, I thank you because you are her strength. You are her shield. You are their comforter, Father. And we know that you are going to be talked about today during this celebration. So, Father, we thank you for Mother Josie, Lord God. She's healthy. She's old. We thank you for Dr. Vanessa. We thank you for this call. We thank you for everyone that is on this call and for the man or woman of God who's bringing the word forward, Father God. We know it's the word in season. We know it's the word that's going to change us, that's going to encourage us, that's going to make us go forward and continue doing what you called each one of us to do. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, we honor you. And I'm going to say, I love you, I'm glad you're here, and I'm going to call our host forward. Wonderful host, are you there?
I am. Minister Robin, can you hear me?
I can. I love you, Minister Jackie. Take it away.
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you for greeting the people on the line this morning, setting the atmosphere, and just bringing that angelic surroundings around us as we wait to, in anticipation, to hear what thus says the Lord. So thank you, thank you, thank you for opening us up with that powerful prayer as well. So I am Jackie Henderson from Indianapolis, Indiana, and I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to the call this morning. I'd like to give you a little bit of information about our call. Our call was founded by two wonderful and God-fearing co-founders, Dr. P.K. Robert and Dr. Weatherspoon, Vanessa Weatherspoon, in October of 2010. So we have just had our ceremonial celebration and are still celebrating 6 years on this call. And you have been with us on that call, and we thank you so much. Our call has a scripture foundation, and that is found in Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. And Master's Call family, all of our messages have been archived on the website, as well as all the bios of our speakers. So if you want to go back and hear a message or find out any information on our speakers, you can do so by going to www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. And there you will be able to pull up any speaker or any message that has been archived on this website since the 2010.
Good morning, Andrea. Hey, this is Pecola Fleming Roberts.
Okay, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry.
Hold on just a minute. Yes.
To be a host or a greeter, just as Minister Robin has done, and I am hosting today, or to just share a word from the Lord, or you may have a prayer request or praise report, please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info, I-N-F-O, @themasterscall.net. And our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa, or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. Now, the thread that brought us all together was this phenomenal, phenomenal company called Artist Life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. This product, this company has great, 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 great products to make the world a healthier place. And as Minister Terrell always says, we have the greatest products on this side of heaven. Now, following this call, immediately following this call, is the new morning motivational call held Monday through Friday at 8:30 Eastern Standard and 7:30 Central Time. This call was originated 5 years ago and is conducted by a great team of leaders that are giving vital information. And the number for that call is 712-770-4005. And the PIN is 294-617-pound. Again, that is 712-770-400 and the PIN 4005, I'm sorry. And the PIN number for that call is 294-617-pound. Today on that call is Testimonial Thursday. And that will be hosted, the testimonies for our men will be held from the, will be given by our beautiful manager, Claudette Brown. So tune in to hear those testimonies this morning. As we move forward, I'd like to introduce our speakers. First of all, let me remind you to get ready, and pack your bags, because all roads are leading to Los Angeles, California, to the Artist Life Extravaganza, February 17th, 18th, 19th, and 2017. And it will be held at the Los Angeles Airport Sheraton. So go to your back office and take advantage of the early bird registration at $99 per person. Take full advantage now because the price will soon be increasing. And information to reserve your room will be available very soon. So plan to bring your entire team, because when you attend alone, you learn a lot, but when you attend with your team, you earn a lot. So together, each achieves more. So plan to be at that celebration. Now let me go on and introduce the speaker of the hour this morning. This woman is a great woman of God. She is a wife, a mother, and a grandmother. She originated from Oak Park, Illinois, and is now located in Tampa, Florida, as she and her husband of 38 years have retired and are enjoying their lives together. She was an elementary teacher, and she left teaching to work with her family and then returned for a short period. And now as she is completely retired, she is a certified health coach and wellness educator for over 15 years. And has knowledge of food that nourishes the body at a cellular level, as well as knowledge of the key ingredients to living a healthier, more productive lifestyle. As a result of overcoming health challenges by changing her diet and making some day-to-day changes in her lifestyle, Minister Willa Peters is passionate about her part to end the global health crisis by sharing these concepts with others and make information fun and interactive way. Minister Willa is excited about this new chapter of her life in Tampa. Most of all, Minister Willa is excited about getting to know people and sharing the love and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. She loves the Lord and his word and strives to let that love show everyone in her life the goodness of the Lord. At this time, I would like to remove myself out of the way and bring forward to you our speaker this morning, Minister Willa Peterson. Are you there? Mr. Peterson, can you hear me?
You're unmuted, Willa. You just need to unmute yourself, please. Good morning, everyone. Well, while we're waiting for Miss Willa, she is unmuted on the board. She is on the board. Let's see if she can get herself together. Good morning, Silver Fox. Thank you so much for hosting our call this morning. We are ready, excited, and ready to hear from Minister Willa. You may need to hang up and call back in because you're clearly showing up on the board, and I don't know why your phone. Maybe if you unmute your own phone. Hold on, guys. Let me mute her, then unmute her, and see if that'll help. Minister Willa, are you there? Okay, that's pretty strange. She's showing up clearly on the board. If someone, Minister Brenda, if you could maybe text her and let her know she's not being heard, I think maybe she thinks she may be being heard right now. We're going to get her on this morning. I know she said she had a word, and I'm always ready, but when I see her here, I don't want to go ahead of her. Let me do this. Let me drop her where she'll have to call back in, and that'll maybe let her know she's not on. So if you all can bear with us 1 minute as we get ready to hear a word from the Lord for our Minister Willa Peterson. We want to definitely give her an opportunity to share with us today and to be a blessing today to our Master's Call family. We again appreciate each and every one of you who call in morning after morning, and as we're going and starting our 6th year, to be a part of what God is doing each and every day. Good morning, Minister Willa.
Good morning.
All righty. I thought if I just kind of let you go, well, then you'd have to come back in.
Well,
all right, guys. We've read her introduction. We want to introduce to some and present to others. Minister Willa, take it away.
Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, and thank you, Minister Jackie, for that warm introduction. And I'm going to tell you, I put this new iOS on my phone, and I don't know how to get my, I kept hearing you, but I could not get myself off mute because every time I got to that screen, it would jump off. So I kept saying, hello, hello. So thank you so much. Praise the Lord. Minister Rock, thank you. Good morning, my CMC family. You know I love you all so much. And the devil is a liar. We're going to get this message out because I talked and joked with Dr. Pastor Vanessa about being an equal opportunity nest injector and pushing us out of the net. And I wasn't clinging on to the side. I was really trying to get on the, to be heard. So thank you so much. And thank you, Minister Robin, for greeting the family of God this morning and bringing us that powerful prayer. Thank you, Dr. P.K. Roberts, whom we affectionately call Dr. Dimples and Dr. Super Fantastic, just for all of you showing the confidence you have shown in me as I stretch my wings and fly out of the nest to bring a word to our family this morning. And I pray that the anointing falls upon me as I give you what thus says the Lord. And that this word is in season, as Minister Robin prayed this morning, that it's in season and that this word encourages you. So I'm not going to be long. The title of my message this morning is The More Excellent Way. The More Excellent Way. And by now, most of us have already awakened from the shock of Donald Trump being the president-elect. As we stayed up with our eyes glued to our television sets on last Tuesday, Tuesday, a week ago evening, I went to sleep to wake up to what we thought was a bad dream, a total nightmare. The reality of the matter is, for the next 4 years, the
the United States of America will have a new commander-in-chief. What does that mean for you, my family of believers? What does that mean for the king's kids? Well, let's take a look at David in 1 Samuel 30, verses 1 through 6, which reads, "Now when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day, the Amalekites had made a raid against Negev and against Ziklag. They had overcome Ziklag and burned it with fire and taken captive the woman and all who were in it, both small and great. They killed no one, but carried them off and went away. And when David and his men came to the city, they found it burned with fire, and their wives and sons and daughters taken captive. Then David and the people who were with him raised their voices and went and wept until they had no more strength to weep. David's two wives also had been taken captive, Ahinoam of Jezreel and Abigail, the widow of Nabal of Carmel. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because all the people were bitter in soul, each for his sons and daughters. But David strengthened," that means he encouraged himself in the Lord his God. "David returned home and found that Ziklag had been ransacked by the Amalekites, one of the nations David raided in 1 Samuel 27:8. The Amalekites were placed under divine judgment because they had attacked the Israelites after the exodus from Egypt. Now my focus is going to be this morning on love and how David encouraged himself in the Lord. In the word but in verse 6 that I really want is the word that I really want to draw our attention to this morning, because we all have some buts in our lives. As a matter of fact, most of us are facing with a but situation right now. For example, there may be layoffs on your job right now, and it has been rumored that a number of them in my department will be laid off. But it is nearly the end of the month, and I have more months left than money. But my children's tuition is due next semester, and I'm trying to figure out how I'm going to finish paying for this semester. But I didn't make my quota in my business this month. But the doctor has called me back for more tests because the previous test has some suspicious results. But my family relations are strained. But my child has a court date and it doesn't look good. But and against all apparent odds, Donald Trump is the president-elect, but life can be filled with buts, and that is what David experienced after the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved for his sons and daughters. Life has reduced David's options to one. He had just won a string of spectacular victories, but when he returned home from the battle and found his home destroyed by the Amalekites, and his family taken captive. He was heartsick. He and his men fell to the ground and wept until they could weep no more. But he didn't stay down. Sooner or later, life does that to every one of us. And the solution for every person is the same. When David returned home, when David's men turned on him in their despair, David encouraged himself in the Lord. Now that we have a week facing the reality that our country is going to be run by a commander-in-chief who has never held a public office, one who appoints a White House chief of staff and presidential strategist, both of whom bring no significant role in policymaking, a president whose nature incites bigotry and riots and racism, what must we do? Through encouraging ourselves in the Lord, we will find a more excellent way of moving forward in the days ahead. We will be there to encourage those around us who are fearful about what will become of the progress we have already made. Praise God, we have been given an opportunity to live out the hope we have been proclaimed to have. We will respond in a more excellent way. Paul tells us of a more excellent way after discussing the spiritual gifts in 1 Corinthians 12, verses 27 through 30. For 1 Corinthians 12:31 through 13:1 reads, "But earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. Though I speak with tongues of men and of angels, but do not have love, I have become a sounding brass or a clanging cymbal." And now, in verse 13 says, "And now abide faith, hope, love, these three. But the greatest of these is love. Demonstrating faith, hope, and especially love will bring us through the days ahead that presently seem dismal and maybe hopeless. Demonstrating faith and love, and especially love, will bring you through any situation you are facing right now. We must realize the fact that someone with all the makings of Scripture," verse Paul Pence, "we must realize the fact that someone with all the makings of the Scripture," verse Paul Pence, when he said, "Everything that seems right is wrong, and everything that seems wrong is right," did not catch God by surprise. He even knew before Donald Trump was born that he would be the president-elect. God knew this would be a time for his people to respond in a more excellent way as we go through this time. You see, my family, we are built for the storms, and we will get through. For Isaiah 5:20 says, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness, who put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter." And 2 Timothy 3, the whole chapter, is a clear picture of the perilous times and perilous men of today and how we, the people of God, have been instructed to respond during these times. And I strongly encourage you to read that chapter during your time of study. So how can we encourage those around us during this time? How do we respond in a more excellent way? First, we must realize operating in love and showing excellence is a quality of character, not a demonstration of a gift, but a consecration of a gift. It's how we respond when things don't turn out the way we want it, when we are disappointed about the outcome. It's not what I say, but the way I go about doing it. Excellence is demonstrated through love. How do we demonstrate love and excellence and the ability to encourage someone? Well, I will give you 6 points we can do to get us there. Number one, get quiet in prayer and require of the Lord. Going back to my text in 1 Samuel 38 says, "So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered them, pursue, for you shall surely overtake them and without fail recover all." I believe when we earnestly quiet ourselves before God, he will instruct us on how to proceed. For David, in this instance, it was an attack and victory over the Amalekites. For you and me, victory during this time can come in a number of ways. Number two, knowing that weeping might endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Many in America and around the world wept as we watched the returns for the election come in, with Donald Trump getting the majority of the electoral votes. However, there will be joy in the morning. There is joy this morning. Let God have his way in this situation, and we can experience, and we will experience, and we are experiencing the fullness of joy. Number three, know that the king's heart is in the hands of the Lord. Like rivers of water, he can turn it any way he wishes. Proverbs 21:1 says, No, that's what Proverbs 21:1 says, that the Lord can turn it any way he wishes. It doesn't say what I'm about to say next, and that is Donald Trump may be in the White House, but God is on the throne and still reigns and reigns forever. Number four, fervently pray. This is the time when we need 2 Chronicles 7:13-14 more than ever, which says, when I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, or command the locusts to devour the land, or send pestilence among my people, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and heal their land. Number five, Genesis 5:20 tells us, now, no, but as for you, you meant it evil against me, but God meant it for good, to bring it about as it is this day, to save many people, to save many people alive. When Joseph was sold to the Amalekites by his brothers, God had a different plan that was far greater than the plans his brothers had, and one that went beyond Joseph's wildest dreams. Number six, Joshua 1:8-9 tells us, this book of the law will not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. Be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. And to me, day and night means to meditate on God's word all the time, for there is nothing in between day and night. So, in closing, in getting quiet before the Lord, meditating on his word, knowing that joy comes in the morning and that the heart of the king is in God's hands, by remaining fervently in prayer, being steadfast and knowing what Satan meant for evil, God means for good, and knowing not to fear because God is with us wherever we go, we will experience the more excellent way. And not only will we experience the more excellent way, but we will be able to encourage someone in the days ahead. I pray that this message has been an encouragement to you. May God bless you and keep you as we live in a more excellent way in everything we do, in any situation we find. Host, are you there?
I am here, and thank you, Minister Willa, for that profound word of the Lord. We thank you again. I will be calling you back shortly to close us out with our benediction. So let us go before the Lord in prayer. God, we thank you for that word, that enriched word. God, we thank you for our mouthpiece this morning that delivered the word to us so eloquently and so plainly that we can understand. God, we thank you because you have given us of the more excellent way, a way to live to represent you and to live out your word. God, we thank you. We ask you to bless our speaker, pour back into her the virtue that she has poured out to us this morning in helping to lead and guide us along our way. And God, we ask you for your covering for those that have lost loved ones, and ask you to remove the sorrow from their heart and give them peace, Lord, a peace and an understanding that only you can give. We ask your continued blessings over our beloved Kendra Carter as she is recovering, God. We ask your continued blessings in her life, and we claim now that she is healed and she is whole by your stripes. God, we thank you for each and every caller on this call this morning, that they not only hear your word and receive your word, but live your word. God, we thank you for the founders on this call, that their yes has brought us all together. And we also thank you for that great, phenomenal company, Artists International. We ask you to continue watch over each and every one of us as you continue to grow us and give us that boldness to go out into the world and to make this world a more excellent place to live. We thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you. In your matchless name, Jesus, amen and amen and amen. And I know each and every one of you, if she'd given the 6 points this morning, may want to go back and listen to that message again because you may not have gotten all those points as she was giving them and all the great points that she made this morning. So go back to go back and hear this powerful message. You can dial 712-432-1085. And the PIN number, 957-677-POUND. Again, that number is 712-432-1085. And the PIN for that call is 957-677-POUND. And also, I would like to share with you the bridge number, the new bridge number, if you are having problems getting on our live conference calls in the morning, and even our Artist Connect call. And that bridge number is 518-333-1522. And in dialing into that call, just follow the prompts. Well, Artist Call family, this has been a very phenomenal day. I would also like to remind you to get prepared to join us in Los Angeles, California, for our extravaganza, Bridging the Gap, February 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Sheraton Los Angeles Airport. You can go to your back office now for the early bird special of $99, understanding that this is only temporary and will soon change. So register now. Don't forget the call following this call. Coming up next, our great manager, Claudette Brown, will be on that call this morning for our Artist Life Testimonial Thursday, where mission is possible and healthy men. So get on that call. And the number for that call is 712-770-4005, and the access code is 294-617-POUND. Well, this has been a great morning. I thank you for allowing me to be your host this morning. Each and every one of you go out and have a wonderful, wonderful, God-blessed day. I am now bringing Minister Peters back to give us our benediction. Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Jackie, and thank you so much for the wonderful job you have done this morning, and I do apologize for going over. Family, atop the Washington Monument, which stands over 550 feet, are two words that are unseen and are unused today. Those two words, which written is Laus Deus, which means praise be to God. These two words can really change the direction of this company, of this
Amen. Culture.
Amen. So we just want to go out and we want to and thank God this morning for giving us a more excellent way to function. God bless you. And as I always say, from my heart to yours, I love me some you. Bye-bye.